All relationships go through hell. Real relationships get through it. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, our friend Lee Perez gives us 10 quick and easy tips on how to keep the spark alive in your relationship. Enjoy.
We're going to be talking about 10 ways that you can kind of reignite the spark and the passion in, I'm not going to say a dying relationship, but maybe a relationship that just kind of is lackluster. Tip number one, touch more. Whether it's holding hands or hugging, every single time that you see a possible moment to squeeze a hug or a little touch in can really help to keep the intimacy alive in a relationship. My dad actually gave me a piece of advice that many years ago I put into play, and I believe that it is so true and it's so powerful. He told me that whenever you're in a fight with your loved one, to kind of just hold hands. I know it sounds so weird because you're like, you're mad, you're in the moment, the last thing that you want to do is hold that person's hand, but it really does bring you down to earth. Human touch is a very, very powerful thing, so you want to hug often, hold hands often, kiss often, overall touch more often, and that will really help to kind of keep the intimacy alive. Number two, leave each other little love notes. Now, this is something that I absolutely love doing, and I kind of got Mike into doing it as well, and I will try to kind of slip in stories here and there. For example, advice that my dad gave me, things that I do in my own relationship. So yes, writing little love notes for each other, whether it's something that you're slipping into a lunchbox, because if you're like me, you kind of want to take care of your man and make him lunches. You can leave it on the dashboard of his car, maybe next to his keys or whatever you know that he's grabbing on his way out before he leaves for the morning. I just feel that text messages and emails have really taken over all of our communication, and it doesn't really show any effort. There's something really special about pen on paper. I feel that it is so romantic. And once I started doing that, I noticed my partner did it back. And it's a wonderful way to just start your day, even if it's just something really quick, missing you, thinking about you, can't wait for tonight. 2-3 sentences is all that it takes. Tip number three is be more unpredictable. In the beginning, when we start a relationship with someone, you're naturally more spontaneous, and I feel like it's really important to keep that alive no matter how long you're with someone. Bottom line is you want to keep life exciting. So just do random little things. They don't have to be extravagant and really out there. Just do little things to keep life interesting. That tip kind of goes hand in hand with tip number four, and that is schedule moments to look forward to. Now, don't get me wrong. I know that a lot of people work Monday through Friday, and it's really hard to be spontaneous during the crazy work week. And come Saturday and Sunday, you're normally so exhausted from your work week that all you want to do is lay in bed and watch TV. And I love Netflix and chill. Like, that's an amazing thing to me. Don't get it wrong. But it's not something that you want to do every single weekend. I think it's really important to make it a point to at least, I would say, 2 times a month, schedule special dates that are different from your norm. And yeah, you just want to have little things to look forward to out of the ordinary. Number five is to be sure to indulge in me time. And I feel like when you feel better about yourself inside and outside, you're overall a more pleasant person to be around, and that is going to extend into your relationship. It will do amazing things for you, I guarantee it. Number six is purposely miss each other. Anything in too much in abundance, like too much of a good thing, is never good. You need to allow yourselves to have time away from each other to really miss one another. Absence absolutely makes the heart grow fonder. And I would honestly just recommend scheduling a weekend away from each other where you catch up with friends and family separately. I know that I am so used to spending every single weekend with Mike, and we have our little routines. And when he's not there, it really does give me a chance to miss him, and vice versa. I feel like it's so important so that one of you don't take the other one for granted. And you just want to spend a little bit of time away. I'm not saying going on vacation, spending a month away from each other, but just a little bit of time away from each other, and then when you're back together, you can make up for lost time. Number seven, I would say to revisit the earlier days, but I do think it's important to kind of sit down with your partner and just reminisce on those old days. Maybe how you guys first felt, the like first time that you laid eyes on each other, or the first time that you guys went on a date with one another. You want to bring back those butterflies in your stomach type of moments. I feel that it is so important to communicate talk, it's going to do magical things for your relationship. Number 8 is to make a ritual for every single evening, whether it is cooking dinner together while listening to 70s music, sitting down watching a certain TV series every single night, maybe taking a 5 to 10 minute walk after dinner together every single night, or even just sitting down in bed before you guys go to sleep, just discussing what was your highlight of the day. I feel that it's really important to just kind of wrap your day up together as a couple. Your partner is the first person that you see every single morning when you wake up, and the last person that you kiss and hold and hug goodnight before you end your evening every single night. And I feel that it's really important to just cherish those moments and make the most of them that you can. Number 9 is get others' perspectives. I feel that sometimes we tend to look at our partners in a very negative lighting, and we tend to see the cup as half empty instead of half full. And don't go out there and put your information like to whatever random friends that just want to gossip, because we know those people are pretty much everywhere. Be selective with who you discuss this with, whether it's a best friend, maybe your sister or your mom. And a lot of times, you might see your partner as like a
grumpy, overworked man who leaves the toilet seat up, doesn't wash dishes, and doesn't fold clothes.
But your sister or your best friend might see a hardworking, dedicated family man who puts a smile on everyone's face around him. You guys get what I'm saying? Sometimes it's important just to get somebody else's perspective. And last but not least, number 10 is probably the most obvious out there. I wasn't gonna mention this, but you know what, guys? It's important, and I could make a video dedicated all about this topic, but again, I'm not really sure if we're going to go there. Sex. Sex is a very important part of a relationship, and you want to keep it spicy. You want to change it up. And for those of you that are going to be like, oh, I don't have any ideas, I don't know what I'm doing, I don't know how, I'm going to break it down for you really quick. Timing, toys, lingerie, movies, foreplay, fantasies, role-playing, flirtation, positions, location, and key point here, communication. All of that kind of jumbled up together will make you have an amazing sex life. And yes, it is so, so important.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.